How to Do That is recorded at the Common Interest Karaoke Bar in Austin, Texas. Promotional consideration paid for in part by Table.Delivery. Use coupon code SWEETUMS at checkout for $10 off your next order at Table.Delivery. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to How to Do That with Ryan Glanzer and Bart Kristoff.
Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
Welcome to How to Do That. This is episode number 18. Thanks for joining us tonight. All of you South by Southwest visitors coming to Austin, this episode is for you.
Well, not just for you. It's for anyone who has plans of visiting Austin, where this fine podcast is recorded.
Yes.
And even wants to maybe meet us or
watch a taping. I never thought of
taping?
That.
Taping? Recording.
Recording, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
live audio recording. By the way, this is How to Do That. I'm Ryan Glanzer, Bart Kristoff alongside me. And tonight we are talking all things Austin. And what's more Austin-y than starting a podcast with a shot?
In a karaoke room.
That's right.
Actually, isn't this one of the first karaoke bars in Austin?
I think it's one of the first karaoke bars, period. Like anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And not just in Austin.
Cheers.
All right, cheers. Fireball shot, as always, before we start the show. And that just gets things flowing a little bit better. Before we get into these really profound answers that we've spent a lot of time thinking about. And our goal is to help you experience this great city that we both call home.
Yes.
And I've been here since 2011, and you got here the
2012.
Year after. Yes. Yep. And we've both enjoyed our time here for the last 6 or 7 years, and hopefully we've accumulated enough experience in that time where we can pass on some of this knowledge to you, the people.
The people of America.
And as you heard at the top of the show, this episode of How to Do That is brought to you by Table.Delivery. This is a great website owned by a buddy of mine named Luke up in the Twin Cities who was happy to hook you up at $10 off your first order using coupon code SWEETUMS. That's SWEETUMS. Just go ahead and go out there to Table.Delivery, type in your address, and you'll see a list of restaurants available in your area for delivery.
Yep, and oh, I don't know, did you see any of the emails that... Working on some other sponsors here. So
are we?
I can't release data yet.
Oh, we've got others in the works. Yeah. It's a hot ticket these days to get on this show.
Yep. So we won't be asking for any more on the show because I think I'm working stuff on the sides. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
So, do you like Austin? Is this a good spot to be?
I think it's the best spot to be. I love it. Now, yeah. Even being outside of the city, I liked visiting here before. I came here first in 2008 to visit, and it was a great time then. Came back in 2009 and visited. Great time then. Came back in 2010, visited. Great time then. And then ended up deciding to come live here.
Nice. So what prompted your move here?
Basically, at the time, it was I didn't want to be in the cold tundra of Ohio anymore. and I'm sure yours is even... colder, being in Minnesota, or in South Dakota before that, right?
Well, I was in Minnesota when we decided to move, and it was also weather-related, primarily. Mm-hmm. It was partially job-related, partially weather-related.
Yeah, mine was mainly weather-related.
Yeah.
I took a pay cut to actually move here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. I just wanted to get out of the cold and the snow and the... tire changing to snow tires every year and shoveling driveways, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
And so in the time that you and I have been here, it finally just now this past winter snowed for the very first time.
Two times. It was New Year's Eve was one time,
and then a few weeks before that. That's it. In 7 years, that's the only snowfall I've experienced.
Yeah, at the New Year's Eve party I was at. Wait, did you come to that?
This year? No.
Downtown? Oh.
No, I wasn't.
So the New Year's Eve party I was at, we were on a rooftop, but it was mostly covered, but they had just a little section near the bathroom where it wasn't covered, and so we go over to the bathroom, and I look up, and it's snowing, and I'm like, holy crap. So I go back to the table and tell everybody, like, It's snowing, so this big crowd of people's all like just standing out by the bathroom looking at the snow coming down because they couldn't believe it. Most of them hadn't seen it. There's a lot of people that have been here their whole lives, you know?
Yeah.
They just hadn't really seen snowflakes. And it was cool because you could see the Frost Tower in the background and you get the snow coming down. It was really cool.
Awesome. Yeah, it's from what I've understood, that was the first time since like 2010 that they got any snow, like even trace amounts. So,
yeah,
pretty cool. Yeah, my story is very similar. I was in Minnesota in 2011, and my wife was very intent on just having an adventure and going somewhere. So we decided to just start looking around the country for new jobs, and I applied it. We were down to several other cities. I was looking at Portland, Cincinnati was one of them. There's a few others on the list, Charlotte, Nashville, but all of the jobs I applied for in all the other cities, never heard back from them. But Austin, I heard back from like all of them.
Yeah.
It was like the job market here was that strong, like just about everybody that I applied to wanted to bring me in.
Yeah.
So it was pretty apparent that Austin was going to win out because of its job market.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of similar job market, but it's not as strong, I think, as it was when we moved here. But
no.
A
lot of other people have caught on to the whole moving to Austin thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like it's actually kind of funny that Columbus, Ohio is actually a big one now. Like, they have a ton of jobs, and, you know, that's where I came from, but they're turning into, like, they've listed them in Forbes as, like, the second Silicon Valley, and they just won that big transportation initiative where they get all the, like, electric self-driving cars. Did you hear about that?
I did not. No.
Columbus was the city that won that. They won it over Austin.
Oh, wow.
I don't even understand how, because they have, like, no traffic in Columbus, so it's weird that they would win that over Austin.
Yeah, huh. And especially somewhere where it's, you know, can have wintry weather, you'd think they'd want to test something like that out here.
Right, I know.
It's like everything that they ever want to test, like, Google Fiber's like, we need a test market. Austin. You know, it's like all these things are Austin wins out on these all the time.
Yep, and they've been talking. Amazon is in down to like, what is it, 20? So in Columbus, Amazon is trying to figure out headquarters too, and they're down to like 20 cities.
Yeah.
Austin is on that list.
Of course.
And Columbus is on that list too.
Oh, nice.
So I wonder, what's it going to go down to?
I'll bet Austin is at least in the final three.
You think so?
I think that
you know who else is on there? It's like Denver. I heard the biggest bid was New Jersey.
Really?
They bid the most money. It was like some ridiculous amount of money. But I don't know that they would.
I didn't realize they were bidding at this point. I thought this was just Amazon looking at places they wanted to go.
They're looking, but they're collecting, you know, the information, tax breaks, bid price, you know, whatever it is. So I guess New Jersey is the highest payout right now.
Austin's infrastructure may not be able to even support that. You know, there's already not enough room on the roads for all the cars to go that want to drive.
Well, I don't. Did you see that down near where I live off Riverside, they built that massive Oracle building?
No.
It's going to have like 4,000 employees in it from Oracle.
Oh, wow.
Right now it's empty. So once that starts filling up, I don't know if they're bringing in people from California or if it's they're hiring new people or what, but it's going to be pretty busy down in that area, too.
Right, and where I live up north off Palmer Lane and the 183 area, I mean, we've got Apple right down the street. When I first moved into that place, it was there, but it's expanded exponentially over that time. I want to say it's like a couple thousand employees there now. And just down the street, the other direction, you've got eBay and EA Sports, PayPal, and this just a half mile down the road the other way. So yeah, even up north, like where you start to get towards Round Rock, it's still booming up in that direction.
So that's good. So as far as Austin, we've covered the overall feelings on Austin. Well, kind of.
I will say though, I'm one of Austin's harshest critics in the summer with the extreme heat. I am not not the kind of guy whose body easily adjusts to temperatures in the triple digits.
Well, you and I sweat.
Yeah.
Profusely.
Well, I sweat if it gets over like 62 degrees, so.
I mean, like a deer could lick my skin and survive on water for years.
That's a great analogy.
Well, aren't deers the one that like salt licks? Because I think I'm like salty too.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like a salty.
Between the salt and the water?
Yeah, yeah, you'd be a very happy deer.
Well, if you can support one deer, I could certainly support like a whole family of deer.
We'll be deer licks.
I remember when I first moved down here, even before my wife got here, because we moved separately because I wanted to make sure my job was going to work out and all that. But I was just exploring Austin one random Saturday in like middle of July. Went down to see the state capitol building, and I remember very distinctly, I was soaked. Like, I was wearing a t-shirt and it was completely drenched. I mean, completely. And the sweat ring actually went down into my shorts, like into my hip area. And I'm like, oh my God, how do people do this? And I look around and I was actually, not only was I the only one sweating that badly, I was the only one sweating. Everyone else was dry, like completely dry.
All right. Well, yeah, I would say, okay, so I agree with you on the sweating part, but the thing I like about that is there is no dress code anywhere. Oh, like, yeah. Nobody cares. You can go to a Ruth Chris steakhouse and you're, I'm just using Ruth Chris because that's like a national chain, so people kind of know what that is. And you can go in there with sandals and shorts and a t-shirt, and you're going to get sat down. So, and but the other thing, the other bad part about that humidity is I've noticed that a lot of malls or big buildings have that must-like smell to them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like the carpet or something. Something gets musty.
Yeah, you go to an Applebee's or an IHOP, and you notice it right away. It's like, it makes you think that this is an unsanitary establishment.
Or right, something. But it's just the way that it is. I mean, if you're, so like when you go to Mexico, every place smells like ocean water and it's like humid. Mm. So there's like this, but it smells, it's musty, but it's like a fresher must. Whereas here, it's kind of like just, it's just must.
Yeah.
So you like walk around the Macy's and you're like, why does everything smell like must in here? But it's the humidity. Yeah, the one place that really has it bad is the Fry Electronics. Oh, is that still open?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't live up north anymore, so I'm not saying that Fry's is going out of business. I don't know how Fry's is doing financially, but I used to go up there when I lived up north. I live south now, so Fry's is way up north. But every time I'd walk into Fry's, I'm like, this place is super musty.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of carpet. And I think it's places that have more carpet.
Oh, that could be.
Because, you know, IHOPs. They have a lot of carpet. Once you get past that main area, it's all carpeted.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to build in Austin, people...
And, you know, here's my other gripe. My one other gripe about Austin. You know, at first I said the heat. I think I also mentioned the infrastructure. But the parking itself. Like, just try parking a car somewhere in Austin. Like, anywhere in the campus area or downtown. It's really, really fucking
good. Okay, not There's only no is... your car. The parking isn't only bad. They do small spots.
Yeah.
Which is sucks. And because they're small spots, you end up with dings and scratches and door dents and stuff that you're like, where the hell did this come from?
Yeah, you'll
well, hell, even spot. Downtown.
Yeah.
Even just going to regular... like, so I get my haircut downtown because that's the closest place I can get a haircut. And so I have to take an Uber. I have to. I couldn't even drive a car there and park it. One time I tried. I did a car to go where you drive the little car and then you like leave it. And
yeah.
That's cheaper than an Uber if you do that. And I drove it down there and I'm in a smart car. Freaking smart car. Two-seater car.
Right.
Finally find a spot that looks like I can back into this thing and fit. I pull up to get ready to do my little back in. As I pull up to do my back in, motorcycle pulls up right behind me, takes the spot. And I yell out the window, what the hell, man? And he's like, shut up, smart car. And then he just walks off. And I'm like, seriously?
Well, at least he had a really clever comeback for you.
Well, it's true. I mean, shut up, smart car. Right. Well, it's pretty good.
And well, hell, you remember when I worked down on 5th Street doing some contract work. The only place I could find parking during a weekday, getting there at like 11:30 a.m., was to go to the Whole Foods flagship store. And I don't recommend doing this because they do tow, but as long as you go upstairs and buy something and then go outside through the upstairs, it kind of looks like you're doing business there, and then you can go over.
That's what, because when I was doing that too, I lived down there, but the other partner of mine, he used to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd drive his car to Whole Foods, go in and buy something, and then just leave it there.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty sure that as long as you go up and do some business and make it look like you're going to spend some time outside maybe on the patio and eat your lunch or whatever, you're going to be good. But I wouldn't go around advertising that, oh yeah, you can park for free in the Whole Foods ramp. They're not going to catch you. Because I have seen people get towed from there before. They do watch.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I want... Do they, like, watch the camera for hours and see if you move?
Or... I think so. Well, hey, let's move on to the next thing here real quick. You know, my family visits on occasion from South Dakota. My in-laws from Minnesota, here this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
You've got your parents in Ohio and your in-laws in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So between the two of us, it seems like at any given time, one of us is hosting out-of-town family.
And we just end up with a lot of random friends in town and stuff.
Yeah. Frequently.
Yeah.
So, like... I'm sure you're the exact same way as me, but when I have visitors in town, I quickly run out of things to do, and not because Austin doesn't have very many things to do. It's just that... A lot of them are food and drink related. It's let's find an awesome restaurant, let's go have a couple of cocktails, and then let's go home and nap or go work it off on a trail and then find another fun place to eat and drink, right?
Yeah, well, so the thing that sucks for me is like every time an out-of-town guest comes in, they want to do the tourist stuff that everybody wants to do.
Uh-huh.
They want to see the bats, right?
I still never really...
What the hell? You know how many times I've been to see the damn bats now?
I've tried a few times.
At least 20 times. Oh, God, I'm yelling at this. I mean, the bats are fun, but, man, one time is good enough for me. I don't need to go there every 2 months. Yeah, so I've got, the bats is the one thing that a lot of people like to do. The other thing is a lot of people definitely want to do some kind of barbecue.
Yeah.
Whatever that might be. I've done Franklin's quite a few times because a lot of people do want to wait in line for Franklin's. But now there's other choices. You got La Barbecue.
Yes.
You can take them to Lockhart, you know, if you want to go on a little road trip and do the Lockhart trifecta.
Yep.
And then also now downtown, they've even got a Terry Black's and, you know, some other stuff. Cooper's. I like Cooper's a lot.
Yeah, that is the one thing that never fails to disappoint. No matter where my friends come from or family, how many times we've had barbecue here, it never gets old. It's still like the number one attraction.
That's the one. Okay, so this is going to sound really sad, but that's the one reason I would never want to move from. It's just a barbecue.
Yeah.
Like if I have kids someday, I do not want them growing up not having real barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
This is real barbecue. I've been to St. Louis. I have been to Kansas City. I have been to North Carolina. I've been to South Carolina. I've been everywhere that serves barbecue. And yes, there's a lot of good barbecue out there. But Texas barbecue, it trumps all barbecue.
It does.
I don't care who you are, where you're from, whatever. Yeah, good job. You got your Carolina mopping sauce. And good job. You got your Kansas City. And you got your St. Louis ribs and all that kind of crap. Great. Nothing is as good. I've even been to Memphis. I've even been to Marlowe's in Memphis and had their barbecue. Nothing is as good. I've been in Kansas City. I went to the place that is like the number one Arthur Bryant's.
Yeah, I've been there several times.
Yeah. Nothing is as good as Texas barbecue. You can pick a mediocre Texas barbecue and I still think it's better than all of those places.
Like Rudy's? You think Rudy's
would hold? Oh, absolutely. Rudy's is good. I don't know. I mean, you go like Stubbs, Cooper's, Terry Black's, you know, any of those places, even up north, Style and Switch, all that stuff is, it's so good.
And, you know, kind of the sad thing is like, I grew up in South Dakota and later Minnesota where Famous Dave's is like, bar none, the barbecue place in the Dakotas in Minnesota. And it's pretty damn good. Like, I loved it growing up. Like, that was the best treat is when we could go to Famous Dave's. But the truth is, it's like, it's known for its sauce. You take the sauce away, the meat doesn't quite hold up like it does.
Yeah, and no, like, so my wife loves Dickie's, but that's a big chain.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I get it, but I've had multiple spouts of heartburn and explosive diarrhea from that place. She likes it because of their spicy sauce, but when you compare that, like, and if I had never been to Texas, and let's say I just lived in Ohio and I had a Dickie's, be like, this is the best barbecue I've ever had.
No doubt.
No doubt. As soon as you eat Texas barbecue, you're like, that is the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Right. All right. All right. So give me like your top two or three barbecue joints in Austin for our listeners out there. What the hell song is in the background that we keep getting like landslide cutting in and out of our podcast here. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No.
There it is again.
I get what you're saying, but there are stipulations to each one. So top barbecue joint, period, if you have the time and everything, Franklin's.
I agree.
Hands down, I've tried all the others. I get it. There's a barbecue and all these other. Franklin's brisket is so freaking good. And it's just unbelievable. You can't beat it. So there's no way. What? Hey, let's ask.
Our bartender Tony here, what would you say is the number one barbecue spot for you in Austin?
Like if you were going to die tomorrow and they said, which barbecue do you want?
There's so many I haven't even had a chance to just try. I know there's a lot of good ones down south that I never even get to.
Oh.
I mean, just quick, picking up on the way home, it's always Rudy's, you know?
Yeah.
And Rudy's. So, we've already talked about that. Yeah. That's a good one.
And so, of course, I love going out to the original Salt Lick, not the one in Round
Rock. Correct, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the Salt Lick sauce.
Oh, I am. I think that's the redeeming feature.
I like it going down. It tastes good, but it's kind of like too oily. It makes my stomach upset sometimes.
You get bubble guts.
Yeah. But it's wonderful. You know, you just got to not eat too much of it.
Fair point.
Yeah, Salt Lick, I don't like their brisket too much. I like everything else but the brisket.
Really, I like the brisket. Brisket and the sausage.
Yeah, normally I don't. In Texas, sauce is kind of an afterthought. But I specifically like the Salt Lick sauce.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember it as memorable. My favorite sauce that I buy in the grocery store is Stubbs. I just buy Stubbs. I like Stubbs.
Yeah, Stubbs is good if you're going to go to the store. Oh, yeah. What's that? Baby Ray's? Is that the one at the store?
Oh, yeah.
Good?
That's good. Sweet Baby Ray's?
Sweet Baby Ray's. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. My wife in the grocery industry once told me that is the number one reason a customer will leave a grocery store and go shop elsewhere is if that particular barbecue sauce isn't in stock. That's the number one item.
What is?
Really?
That Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue
sauce. Seriously?
That's the number one reason a customer would choose a different grocery store is if that wasn't in stock.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah, that's from the good folks at Whole Foods Market that did that research.
Wow. I like the Stubbs sauce. I like the Stubbs rub.
Yeah. Oh, the rub is great. I put that on a lot of stuff. Chicken.
So do I.
Seafood, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll drink it.
Yes.
Even though it's a rub. I put it in my blended morning shake.
I've been known to just sit at a barbecue restaurant and just put a spoon in the sauces and while I'm waiting for my food.
So not above that. I made a barbecue sauce mix. I'm going to tell you the secret. This is unbelievably good because I made my own ribs the other day. Mm. I took Stubbs' original sauce, and I mixed it with Yellowbird. Do you know what Yellowbird is?
I do, yeah. Which kind of Yellowbird?
The habanero.
Okay.
And I did a mixture of the two.
Nice.
And that was so good as a barbecue sauce, because it was like kind of sweet, but also super spicy.
Yeah.
So it was like just the right amount of mix.
Nice.
And I highly recommend trying that out.
And those are both Austin products.
Correct.
Yellowbird is an
but
Austin.
That's the one thing I do like about Austin Tech is that you feel a pride in purchasing Austin Tech's product. Feel pride in going to an Austin, Texas-based restaurant or company. And again, we're not sitting here trying to be like, Austin is the best city in the world, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying there is that pride. And I had a similar pride in Columbus. You know, when I was in Columbus, I would only get Columbus-brewed beers and things like that. But in Austin, I think it's like to the next level.
Agreed. Yeah, and I had the same thing with Minneapolis. But.
Isn't the subject like telling people where to go in Austin, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
it, yeah.
And that's, you know, half the thing about Salt Lake is not only good food, it's gotta go for the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. And they have BYOB.
Yes. And then while you're out there, you can just go around the corner to the Twisted X Brewery and have a few brews, too.
I have not been there yet.
And there's that winery right down the street, that Marble Falls winery or whatever, or something like that.
There's tons of wineries. Actually, you can do wine tasting right there at Salt Lick now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a wine on site.
They finally, they will, you can still bring your own beer, but they have beer now at Salt Lick too.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a good point. For the experience, take the, it's about a half hour south of Austin out to that Driftwood Springs.
Driftwood. It's a nice drive.
Yeah.
So anything else you would do? Oh, wait, we were talking about favorite barbecue. So you said Franklin's was number one. Did we get to your number
two? So Franklin's is the one where, like, you have all the time in the world to do it. Because you do got to get in line. You got to do the whole thing. Unless you go on their calendar and do it a month in advance and order the 5 pounds or whatever. And then you can go pick it up with a friend and split it. And then you're fine.
Sure.
If you're looking for something that's delicious and fast, Cooper's Downtown is probably my second choice. I love Cooper's because it's not from Austin, it's from a different part of Texas. They actually have an original one somewhere outside Austin.
Okay.
But the one downtown is cool because they have a little outdoor patio out back, so you can go outside and sit if you want. They have a bar in the front, so if you want to sit at a bar and drink a beer and have your barbecue, you can. Mm-hmm. You still order it by the pound, just like you do at Franklin's or some of the other barbecue places. And they don't do sauce, they do juice.
Mm.
Like the little, like, the, I don't know if you've had this Texas juice they kind of dip things in.
It's, no, I don't think I have.
They have it at, in Taylor, Texas at Louis Mueller's as well. Oh, it's like a juice, and it's vinegary, and it's so good. Mm. So they at Cooper's, you stick it in the juice. You can get it juiced up or not. They ask you if you want it. I think they say sauce, but it's juice. It's like a juice.
Okay.
So that place is awesome, and they give you free, unlimited pinto beans with bacon in them. They're in just a big pot. You get as many as you want all day long. You get free pickles, bread, onions, all that crap. And but the beans is like awesome. So you don't have to get a single side if you don't want. You just get your meat and you can go bean it up all day. I've made a stew myself. I've taken brisket meat, cut it up, put it in with the beans, mixed it with the sauce, and made like a little stew. And I was like eating it like that. It sounds very gluttonous and gross, but well, so that would be my second. But you, what would your like? So give me the one that you say is number one if you have the time or whatever, and you want to go there, even if it's like a little bit out of town, like Lockhart.
Yeah.
What is that number one? And then number two would be the one that you know you can get into pretty easily and out of, and not have to worry about like 4 hour waits or anything.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to go ahead and agree with you that Franklin's is pretty much bar none. The best in town, and from what I've experienced, and again, I've really not experienced any bad barbecue here. Let me say this: there's good waiting and there's bad waiting. Like bad waiting is waiting at a doctor's office or waiting at a stoplight. Well, good waiting is waiting in this Franklin's line, because you get in line at 8 a.m. and the whole thing turns into like this tailgating event where you bring a cooler of beer, you bring a football along or whatever, and everybody in line is together for that moment in time. Everybody is anxiously waiting together for that meat, for that door to open, and for Franklin to say, come on in.
Plus, if you didn't bring beer, if you forgot it, they send a beer girl out.
Oh, sure.
And you can just give her cash and buy some beer from her as she comes around.
Yes.
So hey, even if you screw up and you forget, or you're from out of town, and yeah, you don't feel like going to buy a thing of beer, you just wait in line and buy your beer from the lady.
I mean, so realistically, if you're coming for South by Southwest and you want to dedicate maybe a morning to the Franklin's experience, I mean, get in line when you wake up. Like, don't wait till 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock. Like, you won't get any then. You've got to get in line when you get there. And you know, they actually used to have line holders, like professional line holders. You could pay somebody, like some college kid, I guess, to go stand in line for you for 40 minutes or whatever. And then you get there and you sub out and then you get your food. But they banned that back in, I want to say, 2015.
How do they do that? How do they know?
Yeah, I don't know how they knew. I guess they just monitor the line and see who's swapping out. They probably got to know the line holders at some point. The other thing is, the better way now is there's a Twitter account. I think it's Franklin BBQ Line is the Twitter handle. And I think that guy just sits up in his window nearby. He must overlook the restaurant or something. And he just updates you on days when the line is extra short. And I used that once or twice back at a prior job. I'm like, hey, guys, there's no line today. You want to go down there for lunch? It might be a rainy day or a windy day or something, or just some random day. But it would tell you, like, 11:30, like, absolutely no line today, guys, which is really uncommon.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's cool about Franklin, which I'll mention real quick, is that he's in there a lot.
Yeah.
So you can meet him, get a picture with him. He's nice. He's a real nice guy.
And he's somewhat of a celebrity now, too. I mean, he's been on Jimmy Kimmel and some of those shows before.
Oh, he's on Barbecue Pitmaster's show. Yeah. He's one of the judges a lot of times.
Yeah, and a couple of times I've been there, he's like the guy who actually hands you your first sample, nice little burnt end when you're standing in line.
Well, the first time I put that little piece that he hands you as a sample. Oh my god. Definitely had that was the first orgasm of my life.
Yeah, you thought what you had prior to this were real, but really.
Yeah, not until I experienced that. Now right. I just fake it.
Well, I guess I have to tell a story now about the time Hot Lunch, a buddy of mine from North Dakota, came down to visit me, and we went to Franklin.
Wait, was he the guy that we hung out with?
Yeah, it was on that same trip.
The one that I got the wet shot for at Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Hot Lunch.
So shit, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to spend half of our show talking about barbecue, but it really is one of Austin's biggest highlights. But I gotta wrap this up with my story of Franklin's with my buddy Hot Lunch from North Dakota. We're in line, I mean, let me say, this took us literally the entire day to do Franklin's, because you get up at 7, you get on the road by 7:30, you park, you're downtown by 8, you get in line around 8:15, then the waiting begins, and you wait in line, they take your order, you're out in the roasting in the hot sun in July in Austin, 11:30 hits, and you're finally able to go inside. We get our meat, we go outside with like 2.5-3 pounds of meat a piece, we devour it, we're so sweaty and we're so full, and then we have to go home and basically sleep it off the rest of the afternoon. And I remember we woke up at like 6:30, both feeling like crap, and that was pretty much our day. We like sat around watching TV the rest of the night, because our whole day was spent just doing this barbecue thing. Probably not the right way.
But was that the day after the wet shot? Because that could make more sense.
I think the next day.
Yeah, that was. He and I went downtown to meet up with you. We took the Metro Rail down, and we started the night off at Coyote Ugly. And I know you had no idea what you were ordering. You were just trying
to. Well,
I
had never been to Coyote Ugly to really hang out. Yeah. And you were like, he wants to go. I'm like, great, let's go. So we go in. Coyote Ugly is not what you think it would be. Like, you see the movie and you're like, man, this place looks awesome. But you walk into the Coyote Ugly and you're kind of like, all right. I mean, there's nice ladies in there and all that, but the crowd's kind of creepy. So we go in and she's like, I was like, oh, I want to get him a body shot. She's like, great. Do you want to make it a wet body shot? And I'm like, I don't know. And she goes, it's only $20. And I'm like, $20? Man, they must do something crazy for $20. So I'm like, for $20, I want to see what this is.
I did too, yeah.
So I gave her $20.
Well, and the next thing you know, they're like asking him, give your friends your wallet and your phone and your keys. We don't want you holding onto these for this thing.
When they asked that I should have been like, never mind, don't do the wet. But I didn't. I was drunk. Mew and I were basically both like just clapping, like, yeah. We were just idiots having a good time.
So he actually did do a body shot though, and then she like.
And then she did one off him.
Is that how it went?
I think so. I think she put his in a shot glass off his belly button.
Okay.
And then she's. Grabbed it off his belly button and did it, and then like they do a little dance on you, they get close, they don't let you kiss him or anything, but get pretty damn close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing we know, they're like, all right, sit up in the chair, and they like put a shot in his mouth, right? And then they like shook his head like for the shot or something, and then right immediately after that, this lady stood up with a bucket of water and just dumped it all over his head. And I was like, just like, I was mortified because I had bought this thing for him. Like, you were laughing. You were just like, because you knew you hadn't bought it for him.
And you know, to Hot Lunch's credit, yeah, he gets dumped with a bucket of ice water over his head at the first bar of the night on his first night, his only night downtown Austin. And he's a good sport about it. He like goes, burn, and shakes it off. And then we go to the next
show.
Yeah,
kind of ruined the night a little bit.
It really did. I feel
God
bad.
God damn you, Coyote Ugly.
You know, I still always have fun there, though. But
yeah.
I it was weird.
But I thought we were going to go out and do karaoke that night. Maybe even here at the Common Interest, actually.
But let's talk about... We're both karaoke people. We'll just talk about that real quick. What other karaoke joints do you enjoy besides the Common Interest?
Ooh. Well, the Common Interest...
Like, let's say you're south. Where do you go?
Emos? Is that a good one?
Egos.
Egos.
Yeah. I love Egos. Dive bar. Great place to go. Definitely Egos. Another place I would say is, let's just say you want to go out downtown for the night, down on 6th Street and all that, and you want to party it up. You can stop at Chinatown downtown,
that's right,
get a song or two in, eat a little Chinese food, and do your karaoke right then and there, and then you can head on, keep going. Whereas, like, Egos is kind of a commitment. Like, you're going to go to Egos, you're going to pretty much be at Egos.
Yeah.
You're not leaving Egos to go downtown.
Right.
That's like your end of night spot, or that is where you're going the whole night.
Okay, I probably am the only one out here who's going to actually head north for karaoke, but you got the Common Interest, which is on Burnett, and then up in my neck of the woods, you got the Water Tank, which if you get there early enough and get in the rotation, you can get quite a few songs in. Or with that case you and I went that time, God, what was that? That must have been like 2013, where we did 25 songs each. We were the only people there besides
When's the last time you've been there?
Within the last 6 months, probably.
6 months?
Yeah.
Do they do it every night of the week?
I think at least five nights a week.
Yeah, maybe we should try it after this going there.
We should.
Just see what's going on up there.
Yes.
It'd be interesting. I've had some good nights with you there. Do you remember the night that the girl was following you around and smashed her face on the bar stool?
I do. It was one of those like one-frame Peter Griffin falls. It was just like... 1 second she's up trying to come over and dance or something, and the next her face was on the ground and she's unconscious. Just...
This guy is, he's married, he wears a ring, he doesn't hide it. I'm talking about Ryan Glanzer here.
Yeah.
But everywhere we go, he has like women following him around. I don't understand how this happens. I mean, he's not that good looking.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Obese.
No, you're not. You're just tall. It's tall. It's a tall syndrome.
Must be.
So they follow him around, and every time something happens when they follow you around, right? So, like, in Vegas, you got slapped in the face, right?
Yeah.
This night, you had this person follow you, smash her face into a bar stool, and bleed everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Every time they follow you around, something crazy happened. There was a girl here following you around one night, and she ended up screwing a guy in the toilet. And then she went... picked another guy because you were like, no, ma'am, I am married. And she's like, okay, and goes to this other guy. And then the next thing you know, they're screwing in the stall. I saw them go in there together, so I said, let's go see what's going on. Let's act like we're peeing. Me, you, and Mike are in there acting like we're peeing. And then this dude, the bouncer, jumps in there, jumps over the stall, goes, what the fuck are you two doing? Yeah. Like, he really needed to ask that. They were screwing each other. For some reason, they seem to follow you around everywhere we go.
It tends to happen. And you might have that same experience too, lucky.
In Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're from the Midwest and you bring that Midwest vibe. So, we haven't even really got into these, but we're going to kind of rapid fire through some of these because we're getting pretty far in here. So, how do you decide when to visit Austin?
Well, for me, this is obvious. If you can pick when you're going to come, not like people are coming for a specific event or a conference or a festival or something, but if you can choose when you can come, it's obvious. You come in the winter. I'd say October through March is probably the prime time weather-wise. I never get cold here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what sucks is right as the weather's getting pretty nice is South By.
Yeah.
And so, which is good for South By, but it's bad for, like, normal tourists because they can't get good hotel prices. They can't really get in anywhere easily because it's all South By Southwest.
Right.
So, if you're going to come, look up the South By Southwest time frame and schedule and come, like, immediately after it's over because pricing's going to be better because everybody's left town. It's going to be easier to get in places because, again, everybody's left town.
Yep.
So that's when you want to come in. It's probably like, I would say, right after South By Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good time. It's a good weather time of year. Oh, but the other good thing about that time frame after South By, crawfish boil season.
Oh, that's one thing I've yet to really...
What?
Truly experience.
Okay, we're going. We are going.
Okay.
I actually have one on my calendar I want to go to. It's awesome. It's like way out past off 290. Like just kind of out there.
Okay.
And it's like... They have a bar inside a trailer, and it's just a big open field and, like, trees, and it was the best crawfish boil I've
had. Well, the one I did.
No! Crawfish boil season is a great time in Austin because there's so many people from New Orleans here.
Oh, yeah.
They really put it on here. They get the New Orleans, and it's, like, a big thing, you know? We're all weird hipster people that like weird crap, so that's what we do.
Right.
I wouldn't consider myself a hipster person.
No, nor I.
Would you say I'm a hipster?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
No. Some of the female guests we've had on the show, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
So there's that. And then, so for me, how to decide when to visit, obviously I just kind of said that. So where to get great food.
And we covered barbecue pretty extensively.
Yeah,
we
don't need just to touch avoid on that. The barbecue. What would you say? So, like, let's do three things here. Okay. Number one thing is, wait, what do you got? You have like
categories? Well, Yelp's 10 top restaurants and a few others that came to mind.
So for me, well, Eddie V, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, what did you write down? Let's see.
Well,
just read them off.
Moonshine is the number one restaurant in Austin, according to Yelp.
Moonshine, I 100% is awesome.
Yeah, the
like,
brunch.
The brunch, ooh, even just the regular meatloaf. Yeah. Oh, everything there is so good.
Agreed.
Moonshine, 100%.
Yeah, Salty Sow, have not been there.
Awesome. Okay. I have been there.
What kind of food is that?
They have a mixture of stuff. It's kind of like a bistro type situation. Oh. But the last time I got there, I had Nashville hot chicken.
Oh, nice.
Which sounds weird to have in Austin. I guess it's Nashville, but
probably an Austin spin on it.
Yeah, it was delicious. Actually, Jeff took me there on a little date.
Okay. Second Bar and Kitchen.
My God, that place is so good. That would be number one fancy place, Second Bar and Kitchen.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of years ago, I went there with Oracle when they took me out at my past job. And there was like 12 of us at the table. And rather than, we started off taking our own orders. And then they're like, nope, screw it. We're just going to get one of everything on the menu.
What?
Get everything for everybody.
If you go to did you go to the actual one downtown or were you at the Domain?
No, I was downtown.
Okay, the downtown one has a way better like atmosphere, 100%. The Domain one's inside of a hotel, so I'd say less atmosphere, but the food is the same. So mm-hmm. if you're just like looking to have the food, that's fine. But the atmosphere is not going to be the same. Downtown, the atmosphere is awesome.
Yeah.
Great place. And they have a cool upstairs patio with like AstroTurf on it.
Yes.
If you ever get to sit out there. Is that where you sat?
No, we were downstairs in the main kitchen area.
And if you ever just go like in there on a weeknight and you sit at the bar, they usually play movies on the TVs.
Oh, okay.
So like, you ever seen the movie Batteries Not Included?
No.
What?
No.
Oh my God.
Not familiar.
We are going to watch that one night. Okay. But that was playing best night of my life.
Wow. Now, okay.
So definitely
second bar and kitchen, people.
What is that one?
Swift's Attic.
Never been.
Never been. Roaring Fork. I've been there for happy hour.
They I do like Roaring
awesome,
Fork.
Awesome. What is that? Like a pork stew that.
Yes, the pork. Like happy chili hour, pork. What the hell do they call that? It's green like chili pork.
Yeah.
It's like tacos.
It's like a stew.
Yeah, and then they give you tortillas. So that you can
put it. It's like $10. You get it in this little like black crock pot sort of thing. Like,
yes. Yeah. Brewing Fork, I would agree with. Yep.
Gus's fried chicken.
Oh, that place is so good.
I've never tried. I've done Lucy's fried chicken, but not Gus's.
It's a spin on a Nashville fried chicken, but they make it like Austin style, and it's really good.
Never tried. Okay. And then Franklin, we've covered that pretty exclusively or extensively. Eureka is number 8. I've never been to or heard of Eureka.
I have. It's actually a chain.
Is it?
So, because I was looking at the one in Vegas to go to this weekend, and then I went, oh, it's a chain. I didn't realize that. But it's supposed to be really good. But so, have you ever been to the firehouse, the little hostel speakeasy?
No. Not the firehouse. Fuck? No.
Oh, dude.
I don't get that. I gotta
take you sometime on a little date, me and you. But no, the right in front of it is Eureka.
Okay.
Yeah.
True Food Kitchen, that I've done.
Yep, done really that. Good. It's good. I wouldn't say that's like you gotta visit it.
No, I didn't think so either. Like, I would say it was like more like for the organic, like natural person in your life. I think they'd love that. And then Odd Duck was number 10. And I've never been there either.
I've never been Odd Duck either.
Okay, a couple others that didn't make the cut on that top 10 list, but I still think you have to visit. You've got to hit up one of Austin's two biggest taco chains, local taco chains, Torchy's Tacos or Taco Deli. They each have their own draws, for sure.
So some people like hate Torchy's, and some people love it. I'm one of those people that does love it. I don't know why people hate it.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Unless they're just
People that like really hate it.
Huh.
I don't get it, because I freaking love it.
I love both Taco Deli and Torchy's.
I prefer Torchy's. I do prefer Torchy's. I'm sorry, Taco Deli. I feel like Taco Deli's... I'm also a fat man, so... I feel like Taco Deli's portions are just slightly smaller, and... they're not as tasty to me. That Torchy... I get it. I like the Doña.
Oh,
the Doña sauce at Taco Deli is great. But that Diablo sauce at Torchy's, I could drink that.
Okay, and the queso at Torchy's gets a really good rap, too. If you're going to order from these restaurants, if you're going to go to both Taco Deli and Torchy's, I'm going to tell you what to get. If you go to Taco Deli, I just stick to the El Conquistador. This is a pork taco. It's so nice and crispy and also a little greasy, and you just pour a little Doña sauce on that. I tell you, four of those feeds me. I'm a 250-pound man. Torchy's, you know, like we said... The queso is good, but for me, you got to order off their secret menu. They've got a Matador, which is a brisket taco with all sorts of ingredients. It's in a corn tortilla, and then they wrap that in a flour tortilla. It's like two of those would easily fill you up, maybe even more.
I get the trailer park hillbilly style. That is a secret menu item.
Is it? Okay.
Hillbilly, not trashy. Hillbilly. What's... Hillbilly has chorizo on it. And the queso and bacon, and it's a fried chicken. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? I mean, it's an artery clogger, but
right.
Hillbilly style. Mm-hmm. Next time you're in there, go, I would like hillbilly style fried chicken.
Yes.
And I'll just mention my last two really quick here. Burgers, we love Hop Dottie. It's got this really we're different to be different ordering process, but the burgers are awesome and the fries are awesome. And the adult shakes are awesome. So definitely check that out. But the line is so weird. And then another one we just discovered that we love is Old Thousand, if you're in the mood for Chinese. And they've got great cocktails at this Chinese restaurant, too. I think that's on like East 7th or East 12th or something like that.
So my Chinese suggestion, period, in the entire... I've eaten at all kinds of places in Austin. 888.
Really?
Oh my god, it's so good.
Where's that?
South.
Okay.
It's off Old Torf. They are open late night on the weekends till 4 a.m. They, during the week, have normal hours, delivery, all that kind of stuff. They serve beer. Their food is so freaking good. I think they put cocaine in it.
Wow.
I'm not a cocaine addict or anything, but I am an 888 addict. I love 888.
Nice.
I can't talk enough about how good 888 Chinese food is.
And so, okay, like I guess we can move on to drinks now. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite place in Austin to get a drink? And we can break this down.
What kind of... So, again, let's me and you come up with a category. So, I think first is cocktails.
Okay.
All right. Second is
beers.
Okay.
And then third is just good, like, go-to all-around kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, for me, Midnight Cowboy, probably. This is one of those speakeasy type of places where it's disguised as a massage parlor, and I think you actually have to, like, know which button to push on the doorbell, and I believe you have to make a reservation in advance online.
I have been there.
Yeah.
I would say that I personally prefer to the... That is Garage Bar. There's a parking garage, and there's a secret door inside the parking garage, and there's a whole bar inside of the parking garage.
Okay.
So for me, like, if it's an intimate cocktail setting, because Midnight Cow is definitely an intimate cocktail setting, because you have to be quiet. Uh-huh. Garage Bar is similar. You don't have to be as quiet and all that kind of stuff, but it's darker, kind of like, you know, they have a record player playing record in there. I think their cocktails outweigh anything Midnight Cowboy's got going on. Okay. So if you want to avoid the reservation, you can walk in Garage Bar, you'll be fine, and get a cocktail easily. But I do like Midnight Cowboy as well. I'm not dissing Midnight Cowboy. It's good. I just think Garage Bar is better. Yeah, what's your best? Where do you go? Like, if you're like, you know what? I don't want a choice of 5 beers. I want a choice of 100 beers. Where is your favorite spot?
Okay, so for me, and maybe even for you, I know we both like this bar. We've been there a couple of times. Is the Ginger Man downtown. This is a spot where I don't think you're necessarily going to see, like, the best local craft beers, but they've got an incredible, like, global selection. I want to say, like, 150 to maybe 250 beers on tap. Great spot if you're downtown. Now, but if you're up north, you got to check out the Whole Foods domain store, because they have a bar inside the store, and it's really changed the whole game on grocery shopping for me.
I would say, though,
it's no longer a chore. It is, like, an event. And they have 45 beers that rotate. Awesome local craft beers too. Like, I'll just go and sit down and have a flight, at least once a month, maybe 2 or 3 times a month.
Have you ever been to ABGB?
Yes,
I like that place a lot too.
Yeah, that's
south.
They have, what kind of food did they have there? I've eaten there, but I can't remember.
Just a bunch of different, like, bistro style stuff. They got, like, fried chicken and pizzas and. But it's higher quality. It's not like, you know, you're at Chuck E. Cheese or something.
I got in trouble at that place, actually.
ABGB?
I let my 3-year-old son go up on the stage and, like...
Oh, yeah, they do have a stage.
Bang around the drums there.
Yeah, they do have a bunch of instruments set up.
They told me, do not get him off the stage. These are professional drums. Like, oh, shit.
Was that there with you?
No, it was just me and my family and another couple.
Oh. I do like ABGB. I would say, though... If I had to make a pick, like, people are coming in from out of town, I always take them to Bangers.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they got all the beers on tap. It's on Rainy Street. It's outdoors. It's kind of cool.
And great sausages.
If you like sausages, yeah.
Yeah, most, yeah.
Most, what were you going to say?
I'd say most people do.
Oh, okay.
You know, but are we talking, like, are we going to throw breweries into the mix here, too? Because, like,
yeah, let's throw best brewery, or best brewery experience for yourself. Like, where do you like?
Well, we like to go to Jester King.
Yes!
And the reason is, it's a little bit outside of town. Not that far. Like, what, 12 miles south of town or something. But it's great because they have this awesome pizza restaurant on site. And it's just out on this, like, ranch. There's, like, sprawling open fields as far as you can
Jester
see.
Jester King is awesome. That is a great place to take somebody from out of town. Because they love it.
They make a lot of, like, lighter beers, like sours and stuff like that. But there's some good stuff.
Only do they have their own sour beers and stuff, but then they have craft beers from other breweries there. And they have a old... fashioned Italian style pizza place in the middle.
Stands.
Have you eaten the pizza in there?
Yep.
Oh,
Stan's Farmhouse Pizza. Yeah.
Unbelievably good.
And the great thing for, like, me with a 3-year-old is we can take him out there because they've got, like, these great kids, like, gravel pits for them to play in with, like, all these trucks and balls and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Awesome. Yeah. No, I would 100%, if someone told me top brewery to pick, it would be Jester King's. Yeah. I wouldn't even pick something else.
No, I mean, there's a lot of great ones to tour. Live Oak and Austin Beer Works, and some of them are cool, but yeah, for sure.
100% Jester King's wins out.
Okay. And then, what else was there? Best margarita, or what'd you say?
I didn't say that, but we can do that. Let's do best margarita.
Okay. Well, I know what mine is.
What?
And again, I'm getting a little bit north on you here, but Harding Corona, which is up off Pond Springs, North Austin. Frozen margaritas, you can pick a flavor. And you got to get the blue curacao one. These things are like $8.75, but like one of them will get you two. One will get you tipsy. Two will get you pretty.
See, good. I like. So for me, I'm a big fan of the traditional Chewies, Trudies, and Polvos. Love all their Mexican martinis. Love their margaritas. You know, those are kind of like down and dirty places. If you want to go somewhere that's like a main Austin attraction, I would definitely 100% say Polvo's.
Okay.
Because that's like the hipster kind of cool place off South First to go. They have like a salsa bar where you get your own salsa. They have Mexican martinis, Mexican margarita, everything.
Don't hate me.
What?
I've still never been there.
To Polvo's?
I've never been there.
Oh my God, I go at least twice a month.
God damn. I need to go there. We should do a little date night. We should go there.
You know there's one up north off Wells Branch now.
God damn, I didn't know that.
No. But the one up north I've heard is not as good. And I think it's partly because the atmosphere. The one down off South First is kind of like this old style kind of brick. It's really cool.
Okay.
But if I was going to pick like a top-end, high-shelf margarita if you're downtown, La Condesa.
Okay.
I don't know if you've been there.
I've been, yeah. I can't remember the margarita specifically, but... Oh, another one that comes to mind. A really offbeat one. You want to go to Cura's on Old Torf. They have a avocado margarita.
I haven't even been there, and I live, like, right
there. It's interior Mexican.
I must live, like, right there, right?
Off Old Torf? Yeah, right off Old Torf and 35. Just,
I'll have to try
just
that.
West of the river, or west of 35. But they have an avocado margarita, which is surprisingly good.
I'm going to try that. Okay. Now that you say that. All right, so we did the drinks. How to do the Austin nightlife. Now, here's the question. Okay, so let's talk about first, there's three main areas. Well, no. Actually, there's probably four main areas of nightlife. So you have West 6th, East.
Older crowd.
I'm sorry. There's five main areas. West 6th, Dirty 6th. We're going to call it Dirty 6th. Some people call it East 6th, but there's actually an East 6 as well, which is past 35.
Okay, yeah.
And then you have Rainy.
Yeah.
And then you have the Domain.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those places. So what are your feelings on those? Like, where would you take who to what places? Like, what's your kind of feeling on those?
If my parents are in town, we'll go to the Domain.
Yep.
That's, like, brand new. I mean, within the last 3 or 5 years, this has been built.
But you wouldn't take them to, like, the Rock Rose Street at the Domain,
probably,
would you?
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of places they could go.
So Rock Rose at the Domain is this new thing they've had in the last couple of years, and it's kind of like supposed to be a repeat of downtown, but north, so that people don't have to travel all the way downtown, because we have a couple problems here. First, drinking and driving, which we don't do, by the way. We take Ubers and everything. But secondly, I'm going to say Fasten and Ride Austin, since those are the kind of local. The other thing with Rock Rose is that it's good for the people up north because they don't have to worry about traffic. Like, they don't have to get downtown or park and then worry about getting back uptown and all that kind of stuff. So they have repeats of a lot of downtown bars. Dogwood, Kung Fu Saloon, all that stuff is built up north and it's also down south. So that way you don't feel like you're necessarily missing out by not. Yes, it's got the, I call that the yuppie vibe.
Yeah.
So that's the same vibe that we had in Columbus. It was, I call it yuppie. I feel like it's not as Austin as some of the stuff downtown, but it's a great, nice little date night out and you can do some fun stuff. And even if on the middle of a week, if you and your buddy want to go out and you're trying to pick up some ladies, you can usually find some pretty attractive ladies out there.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Not that we do that. No, but there is that opportunity.
In our heyday, we would have.
In our heyday. When was our heyday?
I don't remember that.
Have you been to the secret bar at the Aloft Hotel?
No.
At the Aloft at the Domain, there's actually a speakeasy.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. Huh. It's a secret door off to the right of the entrance of the Aloft.
Good to know.
Yeah. Should try it. It's good.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we'll go there sometime.
So, you've got three different 6th Street locations then. You've got East and Dirty and West. Which crowd goes to which?
Okay. Easy. I feel like I'm talking a lot during this one.
No, you know downtown. You live down there.
West is when you want to get a little bit more dressed up. You want to kind of meet some higher class people. It's more like the yuppie crowd at the Domain. However, it still has that downtown vibe. You do end up with a lot of douches.
And I also feel like you end up with a lot of like couples in their 40s mm-hmm. in that area.
Definitely a little bit of a older crowd at certain places, but not at the Ranch. Like, if you ever go to the Ranch, that's dance central for young people. So.
Oh, okay.
So it just depends on where you're at. And so that place is interesting and cool. But they're all kind of connected, so it's kind of like you can start at one part and then finish at another part, right? So you can start the night on Dirty and end up walking to West, and then you can finish the night out at, like, the ranch or something like that.
Yeah. And by the way, for those of you who have never been to Austin, they tend to shut down 6th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just walk across the street. Like, they barricaded off from 35, pretty close to 35 all the way down to the end of West, right?
Yeah.
Or Congress or something.
Yeah, so the Dirty 6 used to be pretty dirty. Yeah. It is not as much anymore. I don't know what's changed in the last, like, year and a half. Something changed, and it seems like there's more normal people down on Dirty 6.
Huh.
So you go down there now on a weekend at Dirty 6, you're probably going to have a decent time and not have to worry about a bunch of riffraff. I'm not sure if it's because most of these bars now have raised their drink prices a little bit, so they're not like the dollar wells we used to get back in the day. But it's different. And so, like, Dirty 6, I like to just go... If you're like, hey, I'm bringing someone into Austin, let's go party on Dirty 6. You got pizzas up and down the street. You got the old bars there. You don't have to worry as much about the riffraff anymore. It's a good part of town.
Yeah, okay. But still, if you're going to go there, you're probably going to run into a lot of college-age kids, right?
Not as much.
No, really?
I don't know what happened.
Huh.
I think it's because the drink prices went up.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Because Buckshots used to have a lot of dollar shots. They don't really do that anymore. It's like $2.50 shots up to $5 shot. They still do have the $12 bottle of champagne.
Their namesake is Buckshots.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. It's different. The library, do you remember when we used to go there and it was $1.25 Wells or whatever?
Yeah.
They don't have that. Not even close. They don't have the $3 Long Islands anymore. None of that.
Damn it.
So I think they did that on purpose to kind of keep it a decent...
It must have been getting too dirty. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they don't have that issue anymore. At least I don't see it.
I really like East. I think East is a cool...
East is cool.
It's up and coming, right?
Yeah.
That's where you see a lot of
them. And they're building a lot over there. They got the one you saw in Bar Rescue, the Brixton.
Yeah.
It's still a popular spot there. And there's a bunch of just new bars that have popped up over there. And swanky places like the Whistler... what's the other big one down there?
Liberty is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Liberty.
Volstead is a good one.
Volstead, yep.
Violet Crown.
Well, that's downtown, but that's off 4th. Violet Crown movie theater?
No, there's a bar called Violet Crown.
Oh,
it's a cocktail
maybe
bar.
That's
different. I think it's Violet something. Maybe it's not Crown. Violet.
The Violet.
Velvet. No, Velvet.
Velvet. That makes more sense.
I think it's Velvet something.
So yeah, that place has gotten more interesting. And then, like, if you want to spend a lot of money, you just go to Rainy.
Yeah.
Rainy's expensive.
It looks like if you're walking through there in the daytime, it kind of looks like it's just a bunch of houses, right? It looks like a neighborhood.
Yeah, Rainy is, like, the best comparison is Vegas price. I mean, it's pricey.
Yeah.
You're spending $8 to $10 for a cocktail, easy, and at least $6 to $8 for a beer.
Yeah. Its charm is that... It's kind of like a lot of these bars were built into old houses, right?
Yes.
That's kind of its charm, right?
And I feel like that's where a lot of the college crowd has gone because they've heard of it, even though they probably can't necessarily afford it. They're using mommy's credit card or whatever.
Right.
No offense, college students. But it seems like that's the crowd that's kind of there now. And when you go to Dirty, it's more like a fun, just kind of hangout crowd.
Sure.
So I have a friend that is so opposed to Dirty. And we went down there, and he's like, this has changed. This is a lot better than it used to be. And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Something changed. So I don't know where the riffraff's going. Not
must
up there.
Campus, I guess.
I don't know. It's weird.
I don't say I've done any bars in the campus area, but
no.
It must be something. I did do a German bar near the Irwin Center once.
Oh.
It was kind of fun.
I know what you're talking about. It has a courtyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they go tailgating for the UT games.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is that place called?
Big concert there once. I can't think what it's called. It's a start like an I or something.
Yeah, that place is good though. I like that place.
Look up German bar near Irwin Center.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
All right, so we've kind of digressed on this nightlife.
Yeah.
All right, so live music is part of that. When you're looking for live music, where do you? I mean, because you live up north, so do you have any north places you go to live music?
Not really. Actually, I was going to mention some downtown ones.
Well, go ahead. Mention, what do you got downtown?
A lot of people think of the Elephant Room.
I love the Elephant Room.
The jazz place.
Yeah, that place is on. Dude, you and I should go on a date sometime.
We should. If you want to sit there and have a really nice cocktail and just...
By the way.
Oh.
Let's do our halfway shots or whatever. Well, we're probably more than halfway on this episode.
Yeah, we're an hour in. So.
Mother of God.
The Elephant Room is a great jazz club downtown. I think I want to say it's like on 4th.
Yeah,
so 4th and Congress or something like that. But
down the stairs in the basement.
Yeah, it's a downstairs area. But yeah, it's a really great jazz.
Divey bar.
Yeah.
I love it. Good choice. Good mention there.
And then, of course, if I want to, like, if I want to go see a big band that's playing in town, like Stubbs has good concerts, or like the movie.
It's not called Stubbs now.
It's not?
Not their outdoor.
No? What's it called?
Waller Creek Theater.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I don't know why they changed it.
And then we saw an outdoor concert. We saw Steve Miller Band at the Long Center.
That was awesome.
Which has a really great outdoor venue. And
I had a great time at that concert.
That was good, yeah. That was a good one.
You were waiting for Abra, Abra, Kadabra.
I was, yeah. We heard it.
Yep. That was a great night.
I had a lot of fun that night.
Yeah.
What about you? Any other venues?
So live music-wise, I miss Weirdos.
Man, they used to have
some good live stuff there.
They did. Mm. Willie would occasionally make an appearance.
I know. I'm sorry I mentioned that. I just, it's sad to me. So downtown, for sure, I just like walking up and down 6th Street and like listening and seeing who's good.
Oh, yeah.
On dirty, quote-unquote, 6th. But I think that Irish pub at the end usually hires the best bands. BD Riley's.
Oh, okay.
On 6th, not on 4th. Oh, I forgot about 4th. That's a whole nother section.
Yeah, 4th is a whole different...
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
4th is a good date night spot, I think. They got a lot of good stuff there. They got Pesh or whatever.
That's the guy from Bar Rescue. Russell Davis is a part owner there.
Yeah, and then they have next door to that is an outdoor music venue called Cedar Street.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
a great spot
they
for
have
live
that,
music.
The Spasmatics play there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but for me, I think that BD Riley's hires some of the best Austin live bands. I don't think they mean to. I think these guys have just been doing it there for a while and they're so good. Like, and they play obscure, like, rock music and obscure Irish music and obscure everything. And you're just kind of like, this is good.
Oh, I can't believe we forgot this one. Maybe the epitome of what makes Austin weird, Ginny's Little Longhorn Saloon on Burns.
Oh, yes!
You gotta go there. They have some, if you want to hear like a...
Yeah, because we're going past the live music now, and it's like how to be weird in Austin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so how to be weird, I agree.
Just go to Ginny's
Little Longhorn Saloon.
They've got great, like, old school country. Like, you want to see an old guy up there with a fiddle playing...
And they have chicken shit bingo.
They have chicken shit bingo, and it's exactly what it sounds like, isn't it?
It is. It, what's great about it is, she runs out there with a bucket, around in circles, and picks a table. And then you have to run up and get in line. You get in line, and you pay her a buck or whatever it is. You get your little bingo number, and then a chicken goes in its little bingo cage, and it shits. And whatever number it shits on, that's your number.
It doesn't have to get a bingo, right? It just has to land on 8.
No, it just has to land on 8.
That's what they call it.
Because they don't know how long it's going to take for the chicken to shit.
But people are like going crazy around it, like watching and waiting, and it's the weirdest thing.
No, and you can even bring your own chairs and like hang out back there. It's great.
The inside of the bar, I mean, the whole thing is like the size of this karaoke room. It's tiny. Like, you can get 12 people on like the inside of the bar, I feel like.
Yeah, the chicken shit bingo cage like takes up most of the bar.
Yeah.
But it's you're right. That is how to be weird in Austin. Go to Chicken Shit Bingo.
Yeah, that's north of downtown on Burnett. Not that far from where we are now at the Common Interest here. Just a couple miles south.
Yeah. But I would also say how to be weird in Austin. I know for you and I it's kind of regular, but to go to an Austin karaoke bar and sing a song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's being weird in Austin.
I would agree. And the thing about Austin, there's a lot of great music or musicians here in town, but there's all... Anybody of any talent level seems to be more than willing to get up and perform.
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
And if you go to Common Interest, they have sometimes, if you look at their event page, they have paintball bingo.
Paintball karaoke.
And they will shoot you off the stage if it sucks.
Yes. There used to, actually, we used to have a karaoke league here.
Mm-hmm.
That was a... fairly weird thing to do.
That was a weird thing to do, yeah.
Yeah, where the teams voted for each other and there was themes every week. That was fun. I miss karaoke.
We should do that again. And then how to be weird in Austin, downtown, I would say the Jackalope is probably the weirdest and coolest and Austinist bar you can be in.
You sit on like a gigantic rabbit while drinking a fishbowl.
They're showing like weird old porn on the TV, like 70s style, like horror porn.
Every friend I've had here has their picture on that damn jackrabbit.
Yeah, yeah, the jackalope.
Jackalope, yeah.
Not jackrabbit.
Right. I was thinking of jackrabbit slims.
So yeah, be weird, jackalope. And if you want to do be weird Mexican, Polvo's. That is like an original be weird spot for Austin.
And let's not forget, we have a tall club here in Austin. I'm a member of the Austin Tall Club, where you have to be at least 6'5 as a man to join.
Yeah, I can't join it.
5'10 as a woman to join. So
I think it's 6'3 as a man, which I think I'm just under the, because I'm like 6'2.5.
Okay.
And then, yeah, 5'10 or 5'11 as a woman. Yeah. As well. I can't remember.
Anyway, they have that. I'm in it. So,
so how to get around.
Dude, you got to do the pedicabs when you're in Austin. The guys will ride you.
That's how to be weird, and you accomplish two things there. Yeah. How to be weird and how to get around. Pedicabs.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, that is a man or a woman driving a bicycle with a little cart on the back. For you.
Have you seen the new thing they're doing?
No, what?
They do it a lot at the Main. They're starting to do it more downtown, too.
What?
Instead of pedicabs, they have those little, like, open carted, like, big golf carts that hold, like, 6 people.
Oh, yeah.
And they drive them around in those.
Nice.
I don't know what you call that.
Golf cart?
Well, it's not a golf cart. You're not so, golfing.
Okay.
And you're not in a cart. It's, well, it's kind of a cart. Anyways.
Yeah, you can take...
That's how you can get around. The other thing is they do have a train from north to downtown.
Yeah, for a city the size, it's Austin. Like not that useful.
No.
It only takes one route, and it's...
If you come into town, there is Uber and Lyft back, but yeah. We would highly suggest Fasten or Ride Austin because they stuck around during the bad times.
I would agree, yeah.
And then, you know, hitch a ride with some weirdo.
Exactly.
So how to brag to your friends that you're in Austin. That's interesting.
You got
to
take a picture by that Austin, Welcome to Austin sign down on Annie Street, Annie and Congress.
Oh, okay.
You got to take a picture by that. That's like the famous sign.
Or the one on Joe's Coffee Shop down off South Congress. The,
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
That's a good way to brag.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a relationship.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Even if you're not. And you just want to pull your penis out. And
you just take a picture of that, post on Facebook, and be like, oh,
grab your penis in front of the I love you so much sign. Or vagina, whatever you got.
Your friends will love it.
How to have fun for cheap or free. What?
How to have fun on a budget.
Oh, okay. This is the weirdest word.
Sorry. Barton Springs is a great one.
Oh, yeah.
$2, you can go swimming at this like natural pool downtown. It's... open year round. I imagine if we went right now, we could get in and there'd be nobody there.
Well, I think if you look, so if you're a drinker, that's usually your biggest expense on your trips, right?
Yeah.
So if you look up BYOB Austin, you will find so many BYOB. There is so much BYOB in Austin.
Uh-huh.
Just look it up online. And that's how you're going to save money. That's how you're going to have fun for cheap or free. BYOB. Even like she was saying,
yeah.
Salt Lake. It is BYOB. I saw my friend brought a battery powered margarita maker to Salt Lake and was making margaritas at the table.
Awesome.
So you eat, you pay for your food and you don't pay for margaritas.
Love it.
That saves you a shitload of money.
Oh, tons. And back to Barton Springs for a moment. It's actually clothing optional, I think, isn't it? At least topless.
Topless, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Austin is always
topless. I don't think I've ever seen anybody topless outside of Barton Springs or Hippie Hollow. But...
And also for fun or cheap or free, the bats you can go see.
Oh, the bats
free.
Are free, yeah.
You can go hiking in different spots for free. There's Mount Bonnell and...
River Place Nature Trail is a great one.
Have you ever done the... fuck, I forget. All right.
No, I haven't.
How to avoid the crowds?
Well,
don't come during South By.
Yeah, I would just say...
come don't come during ACL.
Yeah. I would say come in the winter, and if you run into a crowd, you know, head north. There's a lot of cool things up north that people kind of forget about. I don't know.
It's true. So how to stay cool in the summer, because we're both sweaty people.
So you got to find a bar that has those misters, those fans with the water spraying out of it.
Yeah, if you want to still sit outside, Mr. Bars is the place.
Yeah.
Also, just always have a cool drink in your hand.
Yeah, and just about every single place here is air-conditioned to the max. Like, you'll probably leave...
We're freezing right now in here.
Yeah.
I'm still sweating, but I'm freezing.
Yeah, it's the common interest, and we're in a private karaoke room, and the air conditioner is jacked up. And, like, it's always like this here, which is a great thing, because I would not have ever chosen to live here if not for the powerful air conditioning everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
What about when you're ready to leave? This is the last question. You're ready to leave Austin. You're ready to fly out of town. Any tips for the airport?
So the airport's gotten a lot better than it used to be. Yeah. And so I would say, you know, just make sure you get there on time. And actually, if you get there a little early, once you get through, it's a different airport than most. Like, you get through and you got McDonald's, Burger King, whatever. They have Salt Lick Barbecue. They got Second Bar and Kitchen now.
Hoover's is great.
All of it. So you can go through, get awesome food, have some drinks, and listen to live music in the middle of the freaking airport.
It's
so
not like
get there early.
And the Austin airport is extremely small for a city of over a million people. I mean, we have very few connections. Even though they've expanded it and it's still being expanded, you can walk from one end to the other very easily in well under 10 minutes. There's no tram or anything like that. But nevertheless, that also means that there's fewer entry points. So there's really only two, I think there's three checkpoints, but only two of them are usually open at a time. I'll still get there 2 hours early. You know, I would not mess around with that. You run into a festival or something going on in Austin, you never know. Like, it could actually be, you could get right through and then you sit there for 90 minutes, or you could be in line for 90 minutes. Just really never know.
I've been the same.
Really safe if I were you.
Yeah, and just, you know, show your genitals on the way out. Why not?
Why not?
How to be weird? There you go.
Yeah. anything else you'd like to add about Austin, Bart Krista?
I would say, you know, give us a call. Come on in. We'll hang out. We'll have a beer with you. We'll show you some stuff. We like meeting new people.
We do. We will meet anybody who listens to this show. We'll meet up with you and show you a good time.
Yeah.
That is our promise.
That is our guarantee, if we have one. But yeah, no, definitely, I think everyone needs to at least visit Austin once in their life, and they need to experience a lot of the main things. There's one thing we didn't really talk about is there are a lot of great public facilities downtown, like the LBJ Library.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Bob Bullock Museum and things like that. There's a lot of cool things here, and so definitely take some time, look up some stuff. State Capitol is one of the... It's bigger than the...
U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, U.S. Capitol. You can, because everything's bigger in Texas, you can walk into it, you can just look at it, hang out. It's an active Capitol building, so you'll see senators and stuff walking in and out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. And you can even, if you want to take a little picnic on the lawn, bring a blanket, picnic on the lawn. Eat some Schlotzkies while you're here. Why not?
It originated here.
It did.
And I will also add the water sports and stuff on the river. You always see kayakers out there, or...
Oh, I forgot about paddleboarding. Yeah.
What is the standing one?
That's paddleboard.
That's standing? Okay.
Yeah, the standing one's paddleboarding. Then they have the water bikes.
Yeah.
If you want to do the pontoon, like, you just bike around. I've done that.
And what's the official name of the river? Because the people call it Lady Bird Lake, but it's...
It has three names. Town Lake, Lady Bird Lake, and Lake Austin.
And isn't it actually the Colorado
River? It is a dammed up portion of the Colorado River, but in Austin they call it Lady Bird Lake, Town Lake, and Lake Austin.
Okay.
And if you get a chance, there's actually a cool bar on Lake Austin called Hula Hut.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely suggest checking it out while you're in town.
We never even mentioned Lake Travis, which is just
west of
town.
Oh, shit! There's Lake Travis.
All those party barges and all that shit out there.
There's a lot of good
the
stuff.
The float house.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're here for a boat party, those are always the best.
Hey, if you're
somebody shows a butthole, somebody gets naked, it's always a good time.
All right, so thanks for joining us again. I think we got to wrap this thing up here. This is Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. How to Do That, episode number 18, How to Do Austin. I'm Ryan Glanzer. That's Bart Kristoff. You can find us online on Facebook at howtodothat.co and howtodothatco on Twitter. You can also check us out on our blog, as always, at howtodothat.co, where I've written, getting really close now to 100 original instructional blog posts, Mr. Bart Kristoff.
That's amazing. Great job.
Thank you.
Writing, give me a high five.
Writing is fun. That's a hobby. I enjoy it.
All right, well, thanks, and we'll see you next week, where we're going to talk about St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh. Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that.